We are continuing our series of shiurim in Talmudic methodology based on the unbelievable Midos L'Cheker Halacha of Harav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, Zichrono Livracha. We are on page Nun Aleph in the Mid of Metzius and Din. Osamach Zayin says the Rav, a lot of times the Din becomes more expansive than the Metzius. For example, every Sveika Daraisa L'chumra, if you hold it's Min HaTorah. So the Metzius itself is B'Safek. However, the Din is more expansive. The Din is that you have to go L'chumra. However, Yesh Lachkor. Ima L'chumra U'Begeder Vadai U'Begeder Safek. Is the L'chumra a Din Vadai or a Din Safek? In other words, according to the first Tzad, Kamosh Aslan Torah Vadei Chelev, the Torah also asserted Safek Chelev. Only the Metzius is B'Safek, because it could be that it's only Shuman, it's not Chelev. But the Din is already Begeder Vadai, because on this the Torah says there's an Isser Vadai. According to the second Tzad, no. The Torah didn't say it's Asser Vadai. Torah Asserd, because you don't want to, Torah doesn't want you to take the risk. But if it is really Shuman, so there's no Isser, just Mitzan Chisar and Yediyah Shalanu, we're machmerin ourselves Misveka. So is the Lechumra Begeder Vadai, or is the Lechumra Begeder Safek? So in one of Rav Amiel's other Svarim, in Shmaitza Tess, in the Darkei Moshe, so in Shmaitza Tess, Perkei Dalet and Tesvav, he has two Svarim on Kachim, two Svarim on Dinei Mamonos. I think this from his Svarim on Kachim. So he brings that there's a Machlokas Rishonim about this very Shaila. Are we Machmir B'Torah Vada, or are we Machmir B'Torah Safek? So the it would be a Machlokas Rambam Raibid, the third paragraph of Chazmei Halacha Vav. If Bemila San Jorgen is Shechayv Lomu Safek, if you have to say Birchas Hamila. Right, so it's Machlokas Rambam Raibid. If you hold that you have to say Birchas Hamila, it means that the word Machmir B'Torah Vadai. If you say that you don't make a bracha because we're Machmir B'Torah Safek, because there's a tzad that it's really in a keva, and he's really in a keva, and you don't need to make a bracha, so you can't make a bracha. But you do the mila, you just can't make a bracha because you're only Machmir B'Torah Safek. Or the Machlokas Rabbeinu Yonah, the Russian Chul, Perkisi Adam. Do you make a bracha on a koi? On a koi, do you, there's a suffix if you have to be machase the dam. So shaila is, do you have to make the bracha on kisui adam? So if you hold that you have to make a bracha, it's because you're machem retaras vaday. If you hold you don't make a bracha, then you're machem retaras suffix. So yes, there's a tzad that you have to cover the blood of a koi, but since you're not sure, you can't make a bracha. Or the machok is machab raman, yorodea simen kuf. If there are two sveikas, and the first suffix is b'tegufa davar, and the second suffix is b'tarovas, kimugon. Let's say you have a place where there are nine stores that are selling shechted meat, and one of them is selling nevela meat, and he takes from one of these stores, and he doesn't know which one store he took from. So min haTorah, it's asur mitzad kol kavua, kemechtzal mechtza dami. Alright? Since they're kavua, he went into the store and he took the meat, so the store is kavua. Kol kavua is kemechtzal mechtza. It's 50%. And then afterwards, okay, so that's Asr. And after this chaticha got mixed in with another chaticha, the Mechaber Paskins, that it's mutter mitzat sveik sveika. Safek, that maybe it was mutter in the first place. And even if it wasn't mutter, and even if it is Asr in the first place, but maybe now you have the mutter chaticha. The Rama says no. When the two sveikas didn't come with Asachas, we aser. So here is we have a suffix beguf hadaver. Originally had a suffix on the piece of meat itself, and now it got mixed in suffix b'tarovas. So the Rama asers. So what's their machlokes? Their machlokes is gam ken al yisol danal kima lechumra begeder vaday oid mizokt, that the lechumra is begeder vaday. So already the suffix rishon already was yotze megeder suffik, and it became vada. In other words, when you have this piece of meat, there are nine kosher stores, one unkosher store, you bought the piece of meat, and now you don't know what store it came from, so it's 50-50. So according to the Ramah, you pass in begeder vada that it's aser. Goodbye suffik, and now it got mixed in with another piece of meat, So what's the din? The din is they have to be machmir, because now it's just one suffik, it's not a sfeik sfeika. Sfeik sfeika is only when the sfeikas come b'vas achas. There we don't say sfeika d'oraisa l'chumra. Mashenki, when the sfeikas come one after the other, if the l'chumra is b'taras vadai, so memela, the moment you pass in vadai in the first sfeik, and now you come to sfeik B, so you have to be machmir in sfeik B, because not a sfeik sfeik, because the first sfeik already went away. First suffix became was transformed into vada. You had a suffix, you didn't know what to do, you have to go to Chorma. Oh, now you have a new suffix, so you still only have one suffix. So the Ramah says you have to be Machmer. However, the Ramachaber, who paskins Lakula, will say no, that the suffix remains a suffix. Or Mela, if you have suffix begufadav or suffix betarav, as you have a sfeik sfeika, and you can be Makel, because. The chumra is together suffik, and therefore we're blind with the suffik, and now if it's mixed in with another piece of meat, and now we have nachas suffik, so the din is you could be mekel al sfeik sfeik, because the first suffik remains a suffik. But the Ramah holds no, that a suffik is b'teres, where our machmir and sfeik is b'teres vaday, mele we pask in the first suffik b'vaday it's aser, and now in the second case where it got mixed in, you only have one suffik, and sfeik adaraisa is the chumra, because the only one suffik, it's not a sfeik sfeik. And there Rav Amiel was Marich B'dugmos. We also have a kuntres we wrote. We also discussed this Shaila. Ayin Sham. And this is not a stira to the klal, that there's no din without a metzias that we discussed in a previous shir, or in previous shiurim, because in sfeika d'oraisa, that's the metzias. Right? That the metzias is that the Torah has this look at this Suffolk Chalev and Suffolk Shuman as a Vada Yisr. So it's not against the Metzias. You have the Metzias of this Suffolk meat. And the question is, how to view it? You can't say it's a din without Metzias. There is a Metzias of the meat of the Suffolk. And the question is, how do you view the din? Bataras Vadai or Bataras Suffolk? ועלינו להוסיף, ואנחנו צריכים להוסיף, שאלה הסוברים שעל החומר הוא בוודאי, בגדר ודאי, אין המכוון שיש לזה אותו ודאי שיש במציאות ודאית, שהרי סוף סוף על חלב ודאי חלב לוקין, ועל ספק חלב וספק שמן אין לוקין, וגם כן על ודאי חלב בשוגג חייבים קורבן חטאת, ועל ספק חלב ספק שומן בשוגג חייבים אשם תלוי, אלא שעל הספק, שזהו כאמור מציאות מיוחדת, מציאות של ספק, נתנה תורה דין מיוחד. So, you can't say that when we say it's Asur B'Teres Vaday, that it's Mamish Asur B'Teres Vaday, just like Vaday, because you see there are different dinim. Because on Vaday Chelev you're Lokin, on Safek Chelev you don't get Malkus. On Vaday Chelev B'Shogeg, a person needs Shogeg, and you know it was Chelev, so he brings a Chatas. And if it's Safek Chelev, then he brings an Asham Talui. So here you have a special Metzias. You have this Metzias of Safek. And on this Metzias of Suffolk, the question is, did the Torah tell you to relate to it like a Vadai? And therefore it's Asir B'Torah's Vadai, or it's not Mamish Vadai like we said, but it's like Vadai, or B'Torah's Suffolk, and before we saw Nafkaminas, it's making a Bracha and Sfeik Sfeika. And the Torah teaches us this when you bring special Karbanas and Sfeikas. So you see that a Suffolk is in a category in and of itself. ומכאן נובעת המחלוקת בין הרמב״ם והראב"ד בפרק ח' מהלכות מעשי הקורבנות והקריב השם תלוי או חטאת העוף הבא לספק בחוץ. So let's say a person was מקריב in השם תלוי or a חטאת העוף הבא לספק. These are קורבנות you bring on a ספק and he was מקריב בחוץ. So you know you're not to be מקריב בחוץ. So what's the din if you were מקריב בחוץ? The Rambam holds your pater. The Ravid holds your chayiv. Your chayiv achatis. Because the Rambam's the shitasa. That the lechumra is only begeder safik. Gam a korban mistef mizeh Hashem tolui begeder metziut sfekit. Ki bvadei a korban kshul atzmo v'gam Hashem tolui bichla metziut kochom metziut. V'al ken im kirivu bachutz patur mitzad safek. Shemen alav bichal Hashem korban harabat l'shitato shkamur shesover l'asha lechumra u'begeder vadei hine gam ala Hashem tolui yesh shem korban vadei kmo kol hakorbanot de'alma. רבי שוודאי בא מכוח ספק, אך כאמור שזהו גוף הוא המציאות, מציאות של ספק, ומילא הוא בכל הקורבנות, כל הקורבנות שמקריבים בחוט חייבים חטאת, החנמי בזה. So the Ravid and the Rambam are neman l'shitasam. The Rambam's shita is that l'chum is begeder ספק. And therefore, for example, you wouldn't make a brach, brachas mila, and mila san jorganis. So the Rambam holds that it's begeder ספק. The Ravid holds it's begeder vadai. That suffix is your machmir b'tar is vaday. So if you bring a carbon that's a suffix, so you can't say that you were that it was a suffix whether or not you really chayv this carbon. So if you bring it bachutz, you can't say that it's shchutei chutz because maybe you weren't really chayv in the carbon and you're only being machmir misuffix. So who says you're really chayv in the carbon in the first place? So memela, you're not going to be chayv on shchutei chutz. But the Ravid holds that when you bring that suffix, b'tar is vaday. If you machmir b'tar is vaday. And Memela, if you bring this carbon suffix, so it has a din vaday, it has a keter of vaday, and Memela, you would be chayev an hakrava bachutz, and therefore chayev a carbon for this, because you were definitely chayev this carbon. You were definitely chayev b'taras suffix, but this suffix, misuffix, this gives you a taras vaday. The Rambam holds no, apply with the suffix. ובבחינה ידועה, אומר הרב עמיאל, יש במחלוקת הנעל גם משהו מן המידה של סיבה ומסובב, יסוד ובניין. כלומר, שיש כאן הספק, אם הספק במציאות משמש רק בתור סיבה לחומרה שמתהווה, או שהספק זהו יסודו של הלחומרה. Is this suffix in the Metzius just a reason for the chumrah that is generated, or is the suffix the yesod of the chumrah? Umuvan, shelatzad harishon, od efshar lomar shachumrah begeder vaday. According to the first side, you can say the chumrah is begeder vaday. So it starts with the suffix. But your machmir in the suffix b'taras vaday. Why? Because if you're in Siba and Mesuba, of cause and effect, the effect can take up much more room than the cause. Ha-Mesubav yachol letfos sarbei pe'amim makom yoter rachav me'asiba. Aval imenu machnisim et zeh l'midat yesod u'binyan, muvan she'abinyan lo yuchal letfos makom yoter rachav me'ayesod. If we're in the mid of yesod u'binyan, remember this is midos l'cheker halacha, this is Talmudic methodology, these are logical constructs of the Talmud. So do you view it as a foundation and a building, or do you view it as cause and effect? Foundation and building, so the building can only be as broad as the foundation. But when it comes to Siba Mesubav, the effect can be greater than the cause. So, if you hold that it's Siba Mesubav, then it starts with a suffix, but could end up your Machmir B'taras Vaday. But if you hold that it's Yesod Ubinyan, if it's the Yesod is a suffix, then your Binyan is also going to be a suffix. But the Rav wrote ubibchina yidua. Right, this is related to the mida of sibo mesuba v'yisod ubinyan, but it's not 100%, because sof yisod and binyan and sibo mesuba, they are two separate entities. Yisod is a different entity of the binyan, the sibo is different entity of the mesuba. But when it comes to din metzias and din, it's the same entity, right? The din is chal on the metzias. It's not two separate things. Okay, Givaldic. So in the next shiur, I'm so excited. We have so much more to talk about, Rabbi Sai. I don't know, God should just give us life. But we, please God, we'd like to talk about Tumah and the Mirtz Hashem, we will go weiter b'simcha, and we will continue singing the flow of Mamish Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.